Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, he's got that 1-0 feeling. I think we gave him some good boost when we had him on last Thursday. The head football coach of the Furman Paladins, Clay Hendricks, Cole, joins us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson after a 23-21 home win over William & Mary, in which they gave up zero fourth quarter points. How about that, coach? Did you know you had that defensive stand in you in the fourth quarter?
Well, I was hoping we did. I don't know. I think we probably played our best football in the fourth quarter on both sides of the ball, and certainly it was a good time to do it. You know, trailed lead or going into the fourth quarter, and our defense really played well, and our offense really stepped up at that time. Ran the ball, was able to finish the game. You know, anytime you can run the ball and get victory formation after making the first down, that's a good thing. So, something good to build on.
Coach, when you talk about a close game like that early in the season, sometimes, you know, those close games can pay dividends, but you guys come out on the right side of it Saturday. What was it in your mind that was that allowed you guys to be 2 points better on Saturday against William & Mary?
Well, I clearly think the difference in the game was special teams. And, you know, I mean, you look at it, we had a big kickoff return that set up a touchdown. Yeah, we were 3 for 3 on field goals, and they were 0 for 2.
Hmm.
You know, and so I thought we punted the ball really well. We had to do some things better coverage wise on punt. I think we only had one kickoff return the whole day, and I think we got him inside the 20-yard line on that. So I think we got, you know, for the really first time in a while, we've been really solid there. But I just think our return games, we've got some guys that can be difference makers, and I thought we were close on a punt return to having a big play. So hopefully we can build upon that. You know, I thought we were solid in lots of ways on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, but I think there's certainly a lot more room for improvement there, which we'll need to do this coming week.
Coach, your player Taylen Blaylock had that big 43-yard interception return for a touchdown. Do you feel like you're going to need performances like that, big change of momentum plays, you know, on a fairly regular basis, which is hard to get. But do you feel like you're going to need those on a week-in, week-out basis to get wins?
Well, I think to be a championship team, you have to do those kinds of things, and that's who we try to be around here. And I think, you know, it's creating explosives offensively, and it's eliminating explosives defensively, and then certainly can you create some turnovers and take care of the ball. We did a pretty good job taking care of the ball. But no, those are huge plays in the game, particularly against a really good opponent, you know, and I don't know how many times. I know there's some really good matchups you look around the country. Week one, I mean, there was one right, obviously right down the road at Clemson, but a lot of the first games of the year, maybe a lot of times mismatches. So I knew we had our work cut out for us. I think that team had lost, I think they had lost two out of conference games in over 20 years in the regular season. So, you know, they're used to winning. You know, I mean, had a proud tradition, and you know, we didn't get it done up there a year ago, and so I'm thrilled with the win.
Coach, what did you and your staff ask quarterback Trey Hedden to do going into the game? Because, you know, it, just from looking at what happened, it didn't look like he was asked to do a whole lot. I mean, he was so efficient on Saturday, 21-29, took care of the football, and managed the game really well, it seemed.
Yeah, I thought that's the best thing he did do, and that's really kind of what we asked him to do. And, you know, it's kind of like we tell our whole team, you know, the worst thing we can do is beat Furman.
Yeah.
You know, you beat Furman when you turn the ball over, you get foolish penalties, you know, kind of pre-snap, post-snap penalties, and then you allow big plays defensively. And, you know, we allowed a couple defensively. We'd like to be better there. We got to create a few more. We had a chance for a few more big plays, you know, offensively. But, again, I think against a really quality opponent, really good, solid first game for us. You know, you always hear the biggest change should be from week one to week two. You know, we're kind of an unusual group. We're relatively experienced, but we're still relatively young. You know, which can be a good thing. You know, so we'll just try to continue to get a little better each week. And you know, if we do those things, we'll have a chance to have a good team.
Coach, obviously last year you started off the season with a mountain to climb, facing Ole Miss early in the season, as opposed to this year where you're taking off against a team that's at the same level as you. Do you think that can really springboard this team, getting that win in week one, building that confidence going in the Presbyterian game, as opposed to, you know, and I know it's a reality for a lot of schools at the FCS level, you need to paycheck games.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I think I was reading today, and Hunter Reed, our sports information director, sent some of his information. I guess this is my ninth year as head coach, and, you know, we've only been 2-0 one time during that time. But, you know, 8 of those years we played a power forward the first two games. And we hadn't just played any power forward. We usually play the really good ones. you know, that game a year ago, really, I thought that really set us back a little bit. I mean, we were a young football team anyways, but just the way it went down. And then I think that lingered for a few weeks. And then obviously with the injuries, we had a hard time overcoming that. So, now, would it have been different if we hadn't gotten the win Saturday? I don't know. But I still felt like it gave us a chance to get off to a good start. And, you know, we got Clemson at the end of the year, and I've never personally played one of those at the end of the year. So I don't know how it'll be, but I know the first week those teams are all excited. So I don't know. I think we have a chance to get off to a good start, you know, and you try to focus on, you know, one game at a time. And, you know, we've got this week, next week, we have a bye before we start our conference schedule. So we have a pretty early bye, but you know, we just need to worry about Furman and things we have to do to get better. But we certainly have a chance, you know, to have a positive start to our season.
We're joined by head football coach Clay Hendricks. He is the head football coach at Furman after the big win over the weekend against William & Mary. Coach, one of the points of emphasis we talked about a couple of weeks ago, one of the areas you and your staff wanted to improve on was in the run game. Three different running backs got some action. Trey Hedden also had a 13-yarder as well, 104 yards collectively as a unit. How do you assess and evaluate what you guys were able to do on the ground?
You know, I don't know. It'd be hard to, you know, if I had to give it a letter grade, I'd probably say it was probably a C. Mm. We did some good things. You know, against probably, I may be wrong. I'm not sure we'll play a better defensive front at our level this regular season than we saw Saturday. I knew that was clearly the strength of their team on both sides of the ball. And, you know, the good thing about it is we got to create some more explosive plays. You know, the thing about offense is it only takes one guy to kind of screw it up. And it was kind of that day where just one guy wasn't getting it done. And, you know, but I think everything I saw,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That we didn't do well is fixable.
Yeah.
You know, and so we focused on that this week. But again, I saw a lot of improvement in lots of areas. You know, we're a team that wants to be balanced. Balanced doesn't always mean 50-50. But I think it was a good place to start. You know, we've played a football game now. You know, we only really tackled scrimmage-wise twice during the preseason. I just kind of made that decision, you know, just trying to stay as healthy as we could be. And, you know, I think as we put some video on tape. So, you know, we are what we put on video, and we're just trying to build upon that and see if we can be that much better this week.
Coach, your field goal kicker, Ian Williams, hit from 50, 42, and 32 in this game. I mean, the guy's got a leg on him. How far do you trust him to be able to kick field goals in games?
Oh, I really wouldn't even hesitate probably from 60 yards. Just, you know, certainly conditions can dictate it a little bit. I mean, obviously, if there's that much wind or maybe the circumstances of the game might dictate it. But just from a leg strength, I don't even hesitate. I think he only had one kickoff game returned. You know, he's also a punter. He averaged 46 yards a punt, you know, which I think he really just took on a year ago. So he's a weapon, you know, and so – you know, we did a really good job protecting, you know, which is a big part of it too. We had a new snapper and a new holder, you know, so I think we've managed all that well. So it's, you know, I didn't realize this. I think he's made 10 in a row going back to last season. So he's got a big leg and he's consistent too. So, you know, I'm glad he's kicking for the Paladins.
No doubt. Coach, kind of, piggybacking off of that answer there, when you're in a close game, like you were Saturday against William and Mary, 23-21, you have to go decide to go kick a few field goals during the course of the game. Walk us through the coaching aspect of it from your standpoint of having to decide in those moments, in those situations, trying to figure out the flow of the game and figure out if you're going to need six later on instead of three. Obviously, you felt pretty confident in your defense on Saturday against William and Mary being able to go kick those three field goals.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously at the time, the 50-yarder, we needed some points. I didn't think Saturday they probably were as hard to decide. You know, what was a little different Saturday, you know, we're up 17-7. We make a great drive. We take it from our 8 down to, we're inside their 20, and we're up 7. And, I've already told them, said, look, we're going to go up 17-7 at worst and give us a two score. And we get the ball to start second half, and lo and behold, we turn it over. You know, and so they end up missing field goal for the half. And, you know, really the only question mark, the last drive when he kicked the kick to go ahead, I don't know what there was in the game, 4.5 minutes or so, and we bled a little bit of clock. And, you know, and I think Justin Roper, offensive coordinator, both had already said, look, we're going to, you know, we got to the point where we just have that much confidence in him. Last thing we want to do is do something, turn it over and really put it in his hands. And he knocked it through. And then I think the biggest, you know, thing that came up, you know, they get the ball back with, I don't know, what was it, 2.5 minutes to go, and we have a big third down stop, and then they got to decide they got two timeouts, or they're going to punt it to us, you know, and obviously we make one first down, probably the game's over, and you know, there's, you know, they're not going to have much time, and then they end up going for it, and we stopped them, and then we still got to make a first down, and on third and maybe, I think it was third and three.
Third and three, yeah.
Third and three. You know, you make a first down, the game's over. If not, now what are you going to do? You going to kick it? Or are you going to go for it on fourth down? Or are you going to take, you know, are you going to take the chance that it might get blocked? You know, and it'd been one thing if you're going up, but you're going to kick it to go up, what, go up five. So now a touchdown still can beat you. At least a field goal can't tie you or beat you. So I didn't get to that point. I had actually not made that decision. In fact, I was leaning on going for it because it, you know, it was third and three and really got two plays, you know, get 3 yards. But Jaquan Smith, you know, great young man who had a brutal injury, you know, about 21 months ago. We handed it to him. He made a great little run, got the first down, and got to get in victory formation. So that's a pretty good feeling when you get to that point.
Coach, your opponent on Saturday also 1-0. They won a close, hard-fought game against Mercer, 15-10. What do you see out of PC that you think might be a little bit of a challenge?
Well, I just see they're pretty good everywhere. They just got a good football team, you know. And, I mean, I think sometimes people think, you know, it's that assuming that, you know, something happened, some fluke, nothing. They really won in every phase of the game. They were better in the kicking game. They were better on offense and better on defense. You know, golly, they got good players. They're really well coached. They got a good scheme on both sides of the ball. You know, they just, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they'd gone down there a year ago and just got beat badly. And, you know, I think we've all been in those situations. You know, you have that team coming in, the expectations are you're supposed to blow them out again. So I'm sure that weighed a little bit on Mercer. But, man, just credit them and their staff and the way they played. And, you know, and I don't know, probably a good thing for us. Because, you know, I don't think we'd had trouble getting our kids' attention. Our kids have been pretty good about, you know, whoever, we respect everybody. And, but man, you watch that tape, you know, our defending conference champion. And they went down there and just got it done, outplayed them. And so we'll have to be at our best Saturday.
Coach, my last question for you. When you're game planning and watching film, how much do you look at who they played last week? For example, PC had 416 total yards of offense. How much do you and your staff try to evaluate how good the other team was in preparation for what you'll see this Saturday?
Well, we know a lot about that team, you know, and I do think this, you got to be a little careful about, you know, that team's not the 24 team, just like we're not the 24
sure.
team, and Presbyterian's not the 24 team. But it is nice to get a tape where you're playing who you see on tape. Mm. You know, William and Mary, you know, first games, you know, I knew a number of those guys that they had back, but they had a lot of new guys too. You know, and so a lot of them, you didn't really know what you were going to see. But now they got a tape on that. You know, we've put a game on tape and they put a game on tape. Not that, you know, and I don't know. I think both teams, you'll always still see some things that are a little bit different. But I think we both played really competitive teams where it's not like you could hold stuff back. We both had to kind of lay it out there, and we both got really good wins. Like I said, it's out there, you know, and so you try to see what you see on tape, and you try to, you know, attack them offensively and defensively the best way you can. I'm sure they'll do the same thing to us. You try to find where you think their weaknesses are. And you also kind of know what their strengths are. And so, you know, it's always nice once you're able to watch tape on and you know who you're playing against.
Coach, congratulations on the win, taking on PC this weekend. Go make it 2-0. How about it?
Hey, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'd be excited. We're looking forward to it. To be back home. I don't know when we've been at home for 2 weeks in a row to start the season. So that's been a fun thing. And we're excited to go play against a really good opponent, and that'll be a heck of a game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Clay Hendricks, big win. I think they do, Diesel. I think they're going 2-0.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get PC.
Yeah, I mean, winning a hard-fought game, it changes, you know. It galvanizes the team and gives you a lot of confidence that you can win, even when you're not playing your absolute best. But, hey, an offensive touchdown, a defensive score, and a couple of field goals, that'll win a lot of football games.
Final chance for you to get your upset picks in next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.